I suspect you wonder why I'm bringing you here.
Oh, anymore I don't even wonder. I just show up and you ask your questions, and so what?
That's David Miller, executive producer of the TV show we call Market to Market. Say hi, David.
Hi, David.
My name is Paul Yeager, and this is the M2M podcast, a production of Iowa PBS and the Market to Market TV show. We're glad you're here in 2020. Does 2020 have any significance for you?
As far as Market to Market or just me personally?
Just in general. It's a nice round number.
Oh, it is a nice round number, but in March of this year, it marks 36 years at Iowa Public Television. And
in some form.
In some form, and 25 years working directly for Market to Market, either as the executive producer or as someone who went into the field and wrote stories.
What do you remember about 25 years ago on this show?
Wow. Well, as far as production went, when we went black on Fridays, we took our notes and we had a folder where we stored them for each show, put them in that folder, and that went up on a shelf, and we went home. That was the end of the day.
And when you say notes, what kind of notes did you have?
We'd have handwritten notes that we'd made because you make phone calls and talk to people. We'd have the old tractor paper with the perfed sides. This will date me. But we would – yeah. We'd pull those off the wire because we didn't have teletype machines anymore at that point. And we'd pull those off our wire machine and we'd look at those. We'd pass them all out. At one point, we'd progressed enough that we were using computers, but we were still printing hard copy. You'd see something in AP, and you'd print that, and then we'd sit in our meeting and take like a pile from the week and pass it out among the five producers at the table. And Sid Sprecher would say, "All right, everybody take a look." And then we'd look, and then it would
be— What day was this?
This would be Wednesday of the week. And then Thursday, we would write and get everything set for the show. And then Friday, barring anything that had changed between Thursday and Friday, we'd cut together the various pieces and finish them off just about the time we went to the show. So we'd probably record between 4 and 4:30 on a regular basis back in those days. And we would finish. Let's see, we were no longer taking the show to the Greyhound bus station to be sent to Lincoln, Nebraska for uplinking. At that point, we were microwaving out to across the river to them. And then at one point, I think they were actually taking our off-air signal and uplinking that. But over time, we've progressed to the point where now we are in charge of the uplinking and distribution of the program from Iowa PBS studios in Johnston, Iowa.
So when it went to the Greyhound bus station, what time was the bus?
Oh my gosh.
I know you said
I got to think about it. I think it was like a 5 o'clock bus that was in Lincoln by 7, allowing for an uplink at 8 o'clock, that kind of thing. I was trying to remember when we had to be down there, because there was a time where I actually took the show tape down to the bus station. I was a camera operator, and they were like, "This has to be downtown between 4:30 and 5. So, you take it. We were much closer to the bus station than we are now. We're probably 10 miles from where that was. In the day, we were like 2 miles away. It was like, hop in the car, you're there in 10 minutes, and away it would go. So,
because I even remember shipping tapes from Mason City to the airport to get on a plane to go to Minneapolis to go for uplink then, and that was the late 90s.
Oh, yeah. We'd figured out at least our deal with Nebraska Educational Television, with NET, and they were more than willing to help us out and uplink the show to all member stations. And in those days, I think we were on in 20-plus states. Like we are now, we're on in 20-plus. So
if there's bad weather, the bus was late to Lincoln, the show didn't go up that week.
They waited. But I don't
recall. Well, they'll wait maybe half an hour.
Yeah, but I don't recall. I don't recall any time that it didn't uplink. And as long, and granted, you got to understand.
I think we've had two bad uplinks since you and I have been together on this show.
Well, the rain fade was not our friend. And I think that it was so much that, not that we missed the feed, but I'd like to say on the other end, Nebraska would have been subject to the same kind of rain fade, things like that. So you just refeed it. And the bulk of our stations see the show Friday night, Saturday morning, but there are others that are Sunday during the day, and some even into Monday morning, because the information is still good as far as the markets go. And, you know, we've already instituted a Monday night rewind on the web, so you can go back and kind of look and see, you know, did that whatever trend happen on Monday, or is that trend still happening? And you can take advantage of that if you're somebody that's doing investing.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sorry, I've started three questions with the word. I've started three questions with the word. So I'll stop that. I'll take that out in post.
All right.
You put the tape on a bus.
Yes.
The bus goes somewhere.
Yes.
You couldn't make mistakes then.
There was some editing you could do. You didn't want to make mistakes. There were some things you could fix.
And you had to have rolled prior to 4 to make it on. I suppose
no,
it
was
no fixes at 4:30 out the door to get to the bus station by 4:45.
Yeah, my memory was.
So you could have maybe 3:45, 3:30.
Yeah, could be. I just remember we were out the door. As a camera operator, I was usually out the door by 5:30, and I don't recall anybody really having any difficulty. Years and years and years ago, somebody erased the insert reel accidentally, and they had to rebuild that. But that was in the 70s. That was before I started here. They didn't, rarely if ever. Usually what would happen is you'd make a mistake, they'd just stop and start the whole thing over again. They wouldn't try to pick up and do an edit. And then later years with videotape, we would stop and pick up the edit because we knew where we were as far as the 26 minutes. Well, in those days, it was 28 minutes and 46 seconds. That was considered market to market. Now it's 26:46. That's the PBS spec. And with the advent of the web, we started doing that extra 10 or 11 minutes of market plus about 2006.
And that was audio only?
That was audio only. That was real audio. Mm-hmm. If anybody
real audio.
Real
right.
audio.
Yeah.
With as I remember it, their demo of this was real audio was a guy with a strong Jersey accent. And we used that for several years until we started doing wave files, essentially. And we used iTunes as one of our distribution points, along with being able, because they were audio files, we could actually host those here. Our servers were big enough, we could host that here. So now with everything else, you know, it's like it's hosted in other places for us. And so we don't have to worry about having the bandwidth to have people coming to us, which I think that was only a problem once where people overloaded the system trying to get in, but to listen to the audio podcast, but
that must have been the week Bob Schlabotsky was on.
Bob Schlabotsky, yes, yes.
He was on. So, oh goodness, yeah, I did it again. I found what my crutch word is.
Oh, no.
I promise to use it. I'm going to promise to use it over and over again.
Fair enough.
Not much has changed, or has it, between then and now as we sit here tonight in 2020.
Holy smokes.
You say you close the book.
Holy smokes.
You close the book.
Oh, my goodness.
And walk away, right?
Isn't that nothing
else gets done? The show doesn't happen.
Oh, no, my goodness.
Is it blow your mind how much different that time frame to this time frame is on the matter of
yes.
where the show goes? Where it used to line up pretty easy. It's got to be on the tape, to the bus, to the wherever, or it's got to be to the uplink guy. You have to be done by 7.
That was still a delicate dance of you got to be done by this so you can do this so you can do this. In those days, we actually had uplink capability. There was a reason why we didn't do that. Once we'd made our deal with the Telefarm at NET with their uplink facility, that we were just basically tickled pink. I don't know any way to describe it. We were ready to rock and roll on that. But now there's a lot that you have to do. And it used to be, it's on TV. It's there. It's fleeting. It's gone. Now it's, yeah, you might see it on broadcast television, but like newspapers that you can hold in your hand and go back and reread paragraphs, on the web, it's almost the same thing. You can go and read the transcript of exactly what we said. You can watch our pieces over and over. You can go back and continue to repeat certain sections of video if that's something you want to watch or listen to. It's totally different than when I started. It was much more cut off, I think, in a way that if you missed our show at 8 o'clock and you didn't have a VCR, you had one other shot if you lived in Iowa, and that was 12 o'clock. We used to be on at noon on Sundays, and we've since over the years moved to 12:30. But you had a shot. That was it. And then you were out of luck if you went to the coffee shop on Monday morning and said, so what'd they talk about last night? And there were – we heard stories that at church there were lines – not unlike the short line that you'd have, like, who's watching the game today? Okay, go about this line. If you're not going to the game or watching the game tonight or this afternoon, is come by and shake hands, talk to the pastor. There were lines of, okay, people need to go and be at home by 12:30 or 12 o'clock to watch Market to Market. So they had the Market to Market line to get out of church.
So the parishioners were looking at their watches.
I don't know that. I
go, you know what? Take your purse. After we commune, we're going to walk out. That must be why all the people leave church at that time, so they can catch it.
I don't know. So
the show now has a life. We try to roll somewhere between 3:15 and 3:30.
Yes.
We roll till about 3:45. 3:50,
mm-hmm.
Take about a 3-minute break to regroup on what questions for Market Plus. We record Market Plus.
Yes.
That gets then exported to, it's already recorded onto a tape or a disc. Then
into a computer.
And we take it out of that computer, export it for the web, and then the show and the plus, and then we have to post things on the web. And yeah, there's a little more to do.
Transcription files have to be made so that there are captions on everything. And while we have it down to a science, sometimes people don't get out of here until 6:30 or 7 o'clock at night, depending on what's happening. On a good day, we've got this down to a science where we can be out of here by 5:45.
We can beat the old timers.
We can beat the old timers out the door. The production crew has already had a chance to go. If everything's running like it's supposed to, and there are moments when it does not, but we have an uplink window now of 7 p.m., and it goes to the world. I don't think anybody, not to my knowledge, nobody runs it at 7 o'clock. Usually the earliest.
Not anymore. Okay. Somebody just used to, right?
I believe so.
Somewhere in Minnesota
did it. And then the earliest that it runs anywhere in the United States on broadcast is 8 p.m., but you can find us on the web.
Digital first. We, in the year 2020, I had no, again, this is a force of habit. I just start asking a question, and you just don't know what's really
going to happen. I have no idea what's going to happen.
You think, we're just going to talk about what we're going to do in 2020, and here we spent a whole bunch of time talking about the past. But I thought people might enjoy some of that, and just to say how far we've come.
I would say that back then it was pretty exciting, and I would say that that has not changed. It's still exciting to be able to put this together, get the information gathered, get it out, so that people can take a look or listen or read whatever it is that they, however it is they consume our show. It's still very exciting to be part of that.
All right, in 30 seconds, what are we going to do in 2020 for stories?
Well,
thank you. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks.
That's great. We're going to do a story about wells.
We might go down too far. You get your feet wet.
No, the whole reason was, okay, in 2020,
yes,
we're going to do a couple of things different. The main part of the show is going to stay the same.
Yes.
We've had constant, I'd say, the week before, during, and after, and then other times of year, when we have a round table of, golly, we should do that more. I wish you would do that more often.
Yes.
We listen and we hear you.
We do. And we are.
And we have talked about it. I I'm going to say my opinion first.
Yes, yes, okay.
I think they are very special, and two times a year makes you appreciate them when they come.
I agree.
But we know that two analyst discussion or four analyst discussion sometimes offers for a different exchange of ideas than what we give you 50 weeks a year.
Yeah, different dynamic.
52 weeks. 52. Because two I count of the round tables.
Oh, right, sure.
So 50 weeks a year.
Yeah.
But that's going to change.
Well, when Walter was still with us, we would have two analysts because Walter spoke specifically about meats. And in the past, we would have two analysts where one would concentrate on one. But the plan now is to have some two analyst shows where we take a close look at what's going on. And this is going to be something where we're going to take a look at when certain reports are coming out and the significance of that. And then there'll be some others where if we're seeing a trend somewhere, we're gonna have a two-person show where there's some news up front, but the main concentration of the program is going to be what are the market trends? What are those two analysts seeing? And how does that affect your decisions to use the futures market to your advantage?
I disagree.
Why do you disagree?
No, that's what we're hoping that they do in the sense of giving you two things to think about.
Yes. Yes.
And it's not that for a ratings thing or an
interest level.
No, it is about the exchange of ideas and two different ways to look at something.
Absolutely.
And I think that's because at any given time and understanding these markets, because one analyst, we'll call him Tom Fitzenmaier, who was on the show this week.
Yes.
He might see coronavirus this way. John Roach the week after might see the coronavirus this way.
Yeah.
And it's all important information that we think will help you make your futures or cash decisions.
Yes. And that's the whole point in doing that. We know that people have asked us over and over, and it's not like we've been ignoring you. We did think that twice a year was potentially enough to kind of feed the ideas and feed the marketplace, but we've looked back and as a team, we've talked about this, and it's like, well, why don't we do this? Let's see where we go.
So, we will have a couple of double analyst shows. Watch the social media feeds to see when those are coming up, and you can participate in those things.
Yes.
Story-wise, we cannot predict the news. Mm. We do know, if you go back to our year in review episodes, we talked about the weather. We know flooding is going to be a thing. John Torpy is going to be looking at how weather plays out here in 2020.
Yes.
That's one thing we know story-wise.
Yes.
We have other deep dive ideas we're going to deep dive into throughout the year. Is that fair to say?
I'd say that's fair.
And some of them... will be ones that you were like, oh, I didn't think that that was an issue relevant, but it is once I've seen it.
Yeah.
To ones you're like, oh, gosh, why haven't you guys been covering that?
Yeah, why haven't you been following that? Yes.
Any of those that you want to expound upon, expand?
Expand?
It is expand.
Yes, but I would be expounding.
I want you to expound on anything.
Yeah. We're taking a look at rural food security. And we're going to spend some time taking a closer look at that. That'll be Peter Tubbs. John Torpy's taking a much closer look at flooding where, you know, you have to pick a representative sample. And a lot of that is happening along the Missouri River for both Nebraska and Iowa communities. But part of this is looking at what's going on upstream of there, what decisions are being made up there that may or may not affect how the river performs. Snowpack is always a big one. A few years ago, it was like there was nothing, no snowpack, nothing. It's going to be dry for 3 years. And then all of a sudden, it's like record snowpack, record snowpack. And we're flooding, and there are people that haven't been able to get into their homes for 5 months because they're still isolated by the river. I mean, you can take a boat across there, but there isn't much left in some cases. Basements are flooded. I don't know about anything collapsing or floating away, but we've heard about a guy who still has high ground and takes his canoe or his boat, and he rows out to his house. And it's still fine, and he's doing his thing. So we're going to take a closer look into that.
If you have any ideas for stories, send us an email, market@iowapbs.org. Continue.
Yeah, and then there are still things like, what's the fallout from phase one? Are we going to get buyers, or will this be that trend where we see more farm bankruptcies? We've already had a report from the Farm Bureau that shows that bankruptcies are up, and they're quite high. And the Farmers Union is saying that incomes are approaching what they were during the farm crisis. Things are getting tough for everybody out there, and we need to take a closer look at that and see what's being done, you know, see what the trend is out there.
You will see those stories and market analysis this week on Market to Market. Is that about right?
That's about right.
All right. We'll have other topics. We'll continue to have on this podcast commentary and discussion from the producers as they go out into the field. And we may do more of that video thing. I know we're going to shoot one more here soon with video. I'm kind of thinking that might be a monthly thing.
I think that that would be awesome.
I don't think you need to see me for more than once a month or on the show every 6 months. You can hear me all you want, but that's something that we will do. So we will have that. In fact, before you leave, I need your help moving a couple things in
here. Oh, that's right. That side of the room.
That goes there, and the pig goes here on the shelf.
Yes.
So you're going to see a little different layout of this room when we record this podcast, which will be about, I don't know if I should say it or not. You just have to watch.
You just have to keep your
eyes
on it.
Keep an eye on it. We'll put that on the YouTube feed.
Yeah, go back a couple of feeds, go back a couple of podcasts, and you will find our video podcast. Mm-hmm.
Discussion with Colleen about trucker shortage, which happens to be the story we're airing tomorrow. You're hearing this on a Tuesday. We recorded this on a Thursday before the show on Friday, which we're uploading from Johnston, no longer in Nebraska. Go back 30 minutes to hear us talk about Nebraska.
Yes.
That cover it?
It does.
Dave's got to go work. I'm going to go sit and look at things on the internet, and we are so glad that you are here.
Important things.
We will have the Market to Market analyst stable is growing.
Yes.
We have some new faces that you'll see, maybe more or less, again, feedback. And I know Dave and I begged for feedback a couple of weeks ago when we were talking. We do want to hear from you about what you like about this show, what you think is important that we do, whether it's this podcast or one of the other two, if it's the video stories on YouTube. We know you're watching on YouTube.
Yes.
I see the numbers. So more and more people are watching it. You can still go to our website at markettomarket.org and get all that information.
Yes.
And we're there on Twitter and Facebook. We're not going to be on Snapchat in 2020, I don't think. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm not going to make eye contact, so you don't have to. We didn't record this question or not. Sorry, Delaney. And you just never know what's going to pop it up. But chances are we'll talk about it on this podcast because we want people to hear about the behind-the-scenes happenings of the Market to Market TV show. That's why it's called the MTOM. Thank you, David Miller.
Thank you, Paul Yeager.
That will do it for this edition of the MTOM podcast. I'm Paul Yeager. Again, feedback, hit us up, markettomarket@iowapbs.org. And you never know, if you respond, we might just send you something for your troubles.
Ooh, we might.
There's a tease, if I've ever heard one.
Ooh.
We'll see you again next time. Bye-bye.